This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two leading U.S. Democrats on Sunday condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's clemency for his longtime friend Roger Stone. Mr. Trump wiped out Stone's 40-month prison sentence for political wrongdoing. He said it was a perversion of American The two Democrats said it was a perversion of American legal standards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence staggering corruption during an interview with CNN. U.S. presidential power for overseeing pardons and commutations is virtually unlimited, but Pelosi said legislation will be introduced that would, in the future, limit a president from commuting, pardoning, or offering clemency to anyone who's convicted of a crime that affects the president's behavior and culpability. Two Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey, on Saturday also attacked Trump's action. Romney, who lost the 2012 presidential election to former President Barack Obama, called Mr. Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence unprecedented. This is a quote from Romney. Unprecedented historic corruption. An American president commutes the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president. Quote from Mitt Romney, a 2012 presidential candidate. Pat Toomey from the eastern state of Pennsylvania said Mr. Trump, and this is a quote as well, clearly has the legal and constitutional authority to grant clemency for federal crimes. That's the end of the quote, but called his action a mistake. A jury convicted Stone of seven offenses, including witness tampering and lying to federal authorities. A judge sentenced him to 40 months in prison. He was to report to prison this week before Mr. Trump commuted the sentence, but did not pardon him. That means Stone's convictions are left in place. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. state of Florida set a new record this week, reporting over 15,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day today. The number by far beat previous records of single-day increases in a U.S. state. The previous record was seen in California on Wednesday, when the state recorded 11,694 new cases. Florida now has nearly 270,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. It has seen 4,346 deaths. The state had eased lockdown restrictions in recent weeks, including its theme park, Disney World, opening its doors to guests in masks on Saturday. That happened despite recommendations by health experts to avoid gathering in crowds. There are now more than 12.7 million COVID-19 infections around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, with more than 500,000 deaths. The U.S. has roughly one-fourth of the world's infections at 3.2 million, and more than 134,000 Americans have died. On the day, the U.S. reported a record 66,528 new cases, and that was Saturday. U.S. President Donald Trump was seen wearing a mask for the first time at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on the outskirts of Washington. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. That's according to the justice minister on late Saturday. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamist policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Last week, Sudan's Sovereign Council also reversed a law that had required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. Sudan's prime minister hailed the changes as an important step in reforming the justice system. Mali's president Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has dissolved the country's constitutional court after four people were killed in street protests over the weekend. Additionally, Keita said Sunday he would follow ECOWAS recommendations to rerun some contested legislative elections held in March. Opposition leaders said Keita's concessions, including dissolving the constitutional court, was not enough to appease them, and that they would not stop until he stepped down. That's according to Reuters news agency. Protesters have been calling for Keita, in power since 2013, to step down amid criticism for failing to end a long-running jihadist insurgency and improve the African country's economic woes. Video taken in the capital, Bamako, by VOA's Bambara service on Friday shows